Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday, the 26th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 131, verse 3. Very short psalm, last verse. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. The third verse of a very important psalm, short, but certainly very powerful, one of David's psalms. He began by saying that he did not have a proud heart or a haughty heart. He wasn't going to consider two things that were too wonderful for him, but he had stilled and quieted his soul like a little child with its mother. And to conclude, he turns to Israel, to his brethren, and says, put your hope in the Lord, now and forevermore. Important words for the pilgrims as they were on their way up to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. If they were going to make it, they needed peace on the way as well as peace when they were there. This is a person who is at peace within because of the peace that is above. God is always at peace with him, within himself. The conclusion of this psalm is an exhortation to the community. Again, the psalm is not just for the individual. It's not individualistic, but it has application for all of the people of faith. David sees that his peace, which he does have, is to be shared. It is to be promoted. It is to be exhorted in others. And that's important for us, that Christians aren't Christians alone. We are people who want to give our peace to others. He says here, put your hope in the Lord. Putting our hope in the Lord is a decision. It's not an emotion. Emotions are always involved in these things, but it's not dependent upon emotion. Putting hope in the Lord is a decision. David had many occasions in his life at which he had to decide to put his hope in the Lord. And as, like all humans, at times he succeeded and at times he did not. But he knew what he needed to do. Our hope in the Lord must be there no matter what our circumstances. Think about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul went through so many challenges and yet he kept his hope in the Lord. When he writes to the Philippians, he talks about people who were preaching and teaching with false motives and in fact stirring up trouble for him whilst also claiming to be his brother. He says in verse 17 of chapter 1, the former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does this matter? See, his hope is in the Lord. The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I find this passage extremely challenging. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. He doesn't care whether he lives or dies. He just wants Christ to be exalted in his body. This is a man who has learned in the most trying of circumstances to put his hope in the Lord, no matter what is going on. He even talks about disunified disciples in Philippians chapter 4. Verse 3, I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement, the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a man who is faced with many difficult situations and yet finds that he really still has hope in the Lord. He's decided it long ago and he's not going to give up on it. What's your greatest peace challenge today? Have you put it on one side long enough to find the peace that God offers? Find a quiet place, a comfortable position, a Bible, a psalm to pray through, and make your deliberate focus be God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Let's concern ourselves with God, calming ourselves so that he can speak to us. And let's whisper it loud, O Israel. Put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. If you want to know more about our church work, we're at nwlcc.org and you can contact me from there. I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.